Well, good morning, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. These beautiful words are a great comfort and consolation for us, because our life here on earth is filled with doubts and difficulties. And yet our trials and our sufferings are all part of God's providence, of his loving plan for humanity. One of the themes of the Old Testament was that the covenant established with Abraham was the way God chose to renew and restore his paternal relationship with us, a relationship which was founded by the creation of men and women in the image and likeness of God, but which had been damaged by the fall of humanity and the effects of original sin. But how is this restoration accomplished? It is, I submit to you, precisely through the trials and difficulties of this life that we come to a deeper knowledge of ourselves and of our God, a deeper knowledge of who we are, of why we were created, and what our destiny will be. As silver and gold are tested in the furnace, so we are being tested through all the experiences of our lives, but especially our experiences of great suffering, of illness, poverty, loneliness, despair, and death. Often it seems we are unequal to the task. We are weak and foolish creatures, and all too often we give in to pride or lust or avarice. And as we come here to the end of October and of our celebration of this month of life, it is sobering to reflect on how many sins against life are committed and even celebrated in our society today. Sexual perversions, contraception, abortion, assisted suicide, euthanasia, to name just a few. In so many ways, we have wandered far from our original vocation to be fruitful and multiply and to cherish all life on earth, human and animal. In so many ways, we have turned our backs on the Lord and embraced a culture of sin and of spiritual death. But in the midst of our wanderings, there is hope. For as the Book of Wisdom tells us, the Lord loves all things that he has made. He is our Creator who loves us more and better than we love ourselves. He knows how weak and lonely and frightened we are, and he comes to rescue us, to seek us out, to call us by name, and to lead us home. The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord loves the brokenhearted and hears the cry of the poor man in distress. He lifts us up and cleanses our wounds. He binds them and he heals them. The trials we face in this life reveal us to ourselves as weak and sinful and helpless. But they also reveal our God as the one who can redeem us and restore all things in his love, as the one who comes to seek out and to save all of us who have been lost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.